From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. It's finally confirmed the wreckage is from that fateful flight. Malaysian Prime Minister Najib Razak confirmed today that a piece of an airplane wing found on Reunion Island in the Indian Ocean belonged to Malaysia Airlines flight MH370, which disappeared without a trace 17 months ago. Malaysia Airlines put out a statement of condolence to the families and friends of all 239 passengers and crew on the flight. Theories about what happened to the flight include bad weather, a hijacking, or that the pilot deliberately crashed the jet. Nothing has been conclusive. President Obama vigorously defending the international accord to restrain Iran's nuclear program. He did that today in a speech at American University in Washington.
Every nation in the world that has commented publicly, with the exception of the Israeli government, has expressed support. The United Nations Security Council has unanimously supported it. The majority of arms control and non-proliferation experts support it. Over 100 former ambassadors who served under Republican and Democratic presidents support it.
Joe Cirincione is president of Plowshares Fund. Now, that's a global security foundation focusing on nuclear proliferation.
The same people who were for the Iraq war are against this deal. And what he didn't say but implied is for the same reason, that these people don't see diplomacy as a viable way of settling international conflicts. They believe that the U.S. military should be our instrument of choice. They want to continue the Iraq war, this time with a bigger, more powerful nation.
Opponents say provisions to verify that Iran is complying with the accord are too weak. This is VOA News. The Pentagon says U.S. forces in Turkey have carried out their first strike against Islamic State fighters in Syria. U.S. military officials said the first cross-border strike from Turkey was carried out by an unmanned drone aircraft Wednesday, the same day that American drones and other warplanes began arriving at an airbase in southern Turkey. Turkey and the U.S. are planning joint military action to clear Islamic State militants from an area of Syria near the Turkish border. A group claiming to be Islamic State militants has released a video in which they threatened to behead a Croatian hostage if the Egyptian government does not release Muslim women from jail. The video showing a man wearing a yellow jumpsuit kneeling in front of a masked militant holding a knife is believed to come from the Islamic State's Egyptian affiliate group in the Sinai Peninsula. The man reads aloud from a note identifying himself as 30-year-old Tomislav Salopek. He says Islamic State captured him on July 22nd. He says he will be killed if Egyptian authorities do not give in to the demands within 48 hours, although it is not clear whom the group wants to release from prison. Syria's oil industry, like most of its industries, is in a state of collapse, and even recent gains, according to analysts, won't come close to bringing it back. Heather Murdoch has more for VOA.
Syria's oil industry, like most of its industries, is in a state of collapse. Even militants that call themselves the Islamic State have reduced illegal production and sales because of airstrikes. This is Afif Dalla, a political analyst in Damascus.
Although we have great necessity to have oil production in order to make the economic wheel going forward, we won't be able to reproduce the oil productions again at the same time of the existence of these terrorist groups.
More than 4 years of war in Syria has left more than 200,000 people dead and 12 million people homeless. Heather Murdoch, VOA News, Cairo.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. China's foreign minister says his country has stopped its controversial land reclamation project in the South China Sea. Wang Yi commented at the ASEAN Forum in Malaysia today, where he met with U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry. And Catholics who divorce and remarry deserve better treatment from the church. That according to Pope Francis. And he told that to priests today, adding that the couples should be treated with mercy and not as if they are excommunicated. According to church teachings, Catholics who divorce and remarry are living in sin because their first marriage is still valid in the eyes of the church and are not allowed to receive the Eucharist. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.